Welcome to the Mind, Body, Spirit vidcast from Natural Awakenings Magazine in Oklahoma. Enjoy this great conversation with one of the practitioners and providers that we spotlight throughout the state of Oklahoma. Sit back and enjoy. And today we're joined by Leticia Pisano. She is the founder of One Spirit Native American Church, Divine Lotus Healing Hands Co-op, and also an entheogen conference that's coming up. So today we're going to be taking a deep dive into spirituality. So Leticia, welcome to the podcast, vidcast and Facebook video. Welcome.
A warm welcome. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Shauna. Thank you for this. I surely, truly appreciate it. Kind of excited.
Yeah, me too. So, you know, this is the second annual coming up, the entheogen conference. We're going to talk about what an entheogen is, what the conference is, and let people know how they can get in touch with you and get to be a part of this conference. So first, let's just define what's an entheogen. That's a big word. People are going, what does that even mean? What is that?
Well, entheogen, the real basic definition of that is the God that's within, going to the God within. So it's just, we would call it mind-altering substances. But we even look at a deeper level on that. They just help you, a tool to help you go inward to find the God, source, creator, whatever you call that spirit universe. Within, that's within you, that's already there, and not like the external. That's what the entheogen is, pushing that movement to go inward.
So an entheogen is a plant that helps or a substance that helps someone connect with their own divinity inside. Okay.
Yes.
So there's a conference coming up. This is something that was started a year ago. I think that there was one conference. This is a second annual conference. So, you know, I hope it grows and becomes an annual thing. I think this year the venue has changed. So let's tell people, first, we want to make sure that people understand this is a drug-free event. There are no substances at this event. But there's a lot of education. It's an educational event. So let's tell people where is the event taking place here in Oklahoma? I'm going to, for my glasses, I've got an ad here.
Yeah. The Walker Wellness and More, Oklahoma.
Okay. Walker Wellness. It's at 1219 North Broadway Avenue in Moore. I'm going to show everybody. There's an ad in Natural Awakenings, in the recent edition of Natural Awakenings. You can find that in the magazine. You can also find it on naoklahoma.com. The ad has a little bit of a list about some of the plant medicines and substances that are going to be discussed. So I'd like to touch on each of these just a little bit. The first one it lists is ayahuasca. So let's talk just a little bit about what is ayahuasca? What does it do? Why do you like ayahuasca, or what do you think its attributes are? Let's talk a little bit about that one.
Okay. Well, for me, ayahuasca is more than just a brew. It's more than just the vine, depending on what type of brew you're utilizing, whether it's mimosa or chacruna, then there's some other things that you can brew together to make this divine tea. Mm-hmm. For me, more than just a medicine, it's more than just something that you drink. There's a beautiful spirit about it. Once you connect and get to know the Mother Aya, she's known, specifically known as the Mother Aya, Mother Ayahuasca. And she just helps you connect with that inner self, inner knowing on all levels, upper world, middle world, and the lower worlds. In shamanic traditions, you know, you can travel to those places to heal yourself, to collect yourself, to mm-hmm. reveal yourself. So I like to tell people myself, it's like it's connecting and creating a relationship with the spirit of that medicine, which is ancient, old, unearthly. It's, You know, it's I really can't describe it in English language words, but it's connecting with them.
So an ayahuasca brew is a tea. So typically this was something like in the South American rainforest, the plant itself grows. Yeah.
The Amazonian jungle. And so we get that vine, and depending on what type we're using, we get those herbs or plants derived from the jungle, and we come together and brew it. We did have a brother of ours who brewed it for us for quite some time, but yeah, it's a tea brewed. It's an all-day process, and even sent with that, you get this like energetic pull. You get tired because a lot goes into it, a lot of intention, mm-hmm. a lot of praying, talking with the medicines, you know, because you're using the vine, which is a spirit about it. You're using the plant material also, which is another spirit about it. So the combination of that. Another thing we also would add into the brew is Bobinsana. And Bobinsana is another master plant teacher about heart space, love, self-care, self-acceptance. So it's a good heart medicine that you can also do a dieta with, like I would say like dieta, and I'm referring to like the Shipibo tribe where they do dietas, and many probably other tribes in Peru do the same thing with a plant, like you're dieting with a plant. And it's an ayahuasca dieta, or what the Westerners have called it. You know, you have to follow a specific diet to
prepare.
In preparation, yes. This dieta I'm talking about is different when you're working with a master plant. You're becoming reverent with it. You're becoming to know a respect, the honor. You're creating this holy reunion to get to know the plant spirit. So it's like it comes alive. That's all I can say is the plant comes alive with you, and you embody that, and it teaches you, gives you so. Give you melodies. It helps you.
Wow. So I mean, that's that in itself. Just I mean, that's fascinating. That's just one of the master plants or healing plants. You know, because as you're talking, you know, I'm really realizing, you know, we're talking about healing the mind, body, spirit. I mean, we're definitely talking, you know, more on the spiritual side, but. You know, yeah. Just as much as we need healing in our bodies, we need healing in our minds and our spirits too. So absolutely. Ayahuasca is just one of the entheogens. At the conference, there's going to be lots of other things discussed. Even as we're talking about ayahuasca, cannabis will be mentioned, some of the healing properties and healing uses. And we do, you know, we do want to emphasize that again, this is an educational event talking about healing and how healing works when you're using some of these master plants. One of the other ones that is getting a lot of attention nationally through Natural Awakenings and just through all sorts of media outlets is psilocybe and the use of fungi, you know, all these different funguses for health. Reishi, chaga, all this, but then psilocybe has a different property additionally to help, you know, with spiritual healing. So let's talk a little bit about psilocybe and how you guys have used that and what's going to be discussed at the conference.
Yeah. So for psilocybin, sacred pillars will be there. Tiffany Ster will be there to talk with her. Her work on that part. One spirit also serves psilocybin and private ceremonies, and we used to do a collective ceremony, but we're parting to just kind of break them up and give its own energy, mm-hmm. its own time, its own love. But for my personal usage, began a couple of years ago with psilocybin. Mm-hmm. Beautiful medicine, definitely gives you that deep insights of, and I think just like ayahuasca, just like all of them, many, many, many paths, many tools in one to get you to one place. Once you break down the barriers within yourself, it gets me to the same place where I need to be to see myself, to heal myself, to reprogram, reset, repattern the fragmented self, collecting my soul self. But fungi is very good energy, a very beautiful journey, very hard, intense, but beautiful, loving, caring. It's kind of like, to me, I see Mother Ayahuasca as this divine feminine and mushrooms kind of one in the both, but it's more like your father, like push you and get you in it. Like it will make you go through what it is that it needs you to heal, or what you need to heal for yourself. So it's like doing it for you, but it's like a call to action and get it done right now, where Mama Ayahuasca, her spirit is like, I'm gonna show you, but it's okay, my child, if you don't want to see it right now, but you still got to see it. But and then take you right back and say, okay, now are you ready? And then you're like, okay, yeah, I'm ready to do this, you know. Where no, you're gonna do it, and you have to.
No, that's very interesting, because that just shows that all of the different plant medicines that you're going to be talking about, and there are more, I mean, there are more substances coming up, you know, for this conference, but all of them have a different pathway or a different energy. And that's one of the cool things about all the healing modalities that are represented throughout Oklahoma. They, if one doesn't work for someone, keep trying until you find the path that works.
No. Absolutely, because it's creating that relationship with it. Some people, you know, may not purge the same. Some people like the way that mushrooms feel versus the energy of Mother Ayahuasca or Bufo or cannabis, San Pedro. They're all different. They have these different, characteristics, or they embody the different ways to teach you. Mm-hmm. And it's just like a card reader or a energy worker, you know, hypnotherapist, chiropractor, you know, it's have all these healing practitioners, and they're all going to teach you and touch you and heal you in a way, like, you know, connecting the mind, body, spirit. Mm-hmm. And so they do this like, on a accelerated,
on a whole different level. Well, and that's that is literally the whole point of the Entheogen and Spirituality Conference that's coming up June the 25th. Yes. On a Saturday, June 25th. Yes. So it's coming up soon, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Walker Wellness. It's 1219 North Broadway in Moore. And I know that people can get tickets. They can probably pay at the door too. There's a fee at the door. No, go ahead. What?
It's pay at the door. Yeah.
Oh, pay at the door. Okay. So you can pay at the door. Let's make sure that people know a phone number. How can, if someone wants more information, if they want to be a vendor, if they want to come to the conference, if they want more information, how do they get more information from you, Leticia?
They could call the number is 405-412-8602. The email for the Entheogen conference is Entheogen Spirituality.
Yeah, CONF.
.com.
Yeah, at gmail.com. Entheogen Spirituality, CONF. At gmail.com. And Entheogen is Entheogen. I'm just going to show that again. Entheogen, right there. And we want people to know too that they can find that information in the Natural Awakenings magazine. You can find it on the website, naoklahoma.com. And there's lots of ways to reach out. You can reach out to Leticia. You can reach out to us at the magazine, get some more information. You could also if you remember Walker Wellness, you could contact Walker Wellness and they could get you information too. So we want to let our Facebook friends know that this Facebook video, we're going to be taking a deeper dive as we talk more with Leticia Pisano about Healing Hands, her Divine Lotus Co-op, about One Spirit Native American Church, and about her personal journey. We're going to talk some more with her. If you want to hear the rest of the conversation, Facebook friends, come join us over on YouTube, find us on Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can listen to the rest of the conversation on a podcast, or you can see the rest of the conversation on YouTube. So come join us. Hi, I'm Shauna. A big hello to our Facebook friends and followers. Listen, if you want to hear the rest of this interview, please go to our website, naoklahoma.com. We're unable to post the whole interview on Facebook because it's pretty large. It's a great interview. So go check it out, naoklahoma.com. While you're there, you can sign up for our free newsletter. We send out the digital magazine every month. We also send out recipes and all sorts of information. We do our contests through there and all sorts of great stuff. And it's all free for our readers because we love you. Bye, guys. So we're back here with Leticia Pisano. I'm Shauna Warner with Natural Awakenings Magazine. Leticia is the founder of One Spirit Native American Church, Divine Lotus Healing Hands Co-op. And she is the organizer and founder of the Entheogen and Spirituality Conference that is coming back for its second year here in Oklahoma. It's going to be at Walker Wellness in Moore on the 25th of June. So we're going to talk a little bit more about Leticia's journey, which is one of the things I just love about talking to people, because everyone has a journey. Some people don't realize they're on a journey, but everyone is. We all have a journey. And you know, we're taking a longer dive looking at spirituality today. Here in Oklahoma, some people, Oklahoma is known as a very conservative state, and yet there is a deep wellspring of spirituality in this state. And Leticia is a part of that. So Leticia, let's talk a little bit more about, do you want to talk a little bit more about the Native American, One Spirit Native American Church? Or would you like us to talk first about Healing Hands? Let's talk about, you know, Divine Lotus or the church. Where should we go first?
Let's start with Divine Lotus, since we started there first and then kind of just moved into.
That sounds great. Talk to us about Divine Lotus. One of the things I love, it's a collective. We've got lots of people coming together to share. So let's talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So I started the co-op some years doing my own work, coming out, doing body work and intuitive readings, and just learning, you know, different healing modalities and share. Myself going to different mini classes and, you know, opening my mind of what and how, actually how many modalities are out there, and what is out there, what is not out there. I just felt that I wanted to create a space for people, and even people with children, you know, because I remember going to many places back in 2010, 12, and it's like, no, we can't have you in our class. You have these children, you know, like there's no children allowed, you know. And I just thought, well, I think maybe I'll do my own thing, get my own building. And that's kind of what I want to do. I just felt connected to that, the metaphysical, the spirit things, and wanted to get out there. Like I wanted to be a part of that. And so, yeah, I chose to do that. But as I grew and just had this vision of having this, the Divine Lotus Healing Hands Co-op to bring other people in. And it's, you know, it's been a work in progress, you know, slowly but surely, but we've got there, you know. And again, dreams, you know, dreams do come true. It's like it's work. You can put in the work with it, you know. So today was just, you know, it's the, like a conglomerate of us to, go there and share different gifts, different classes, different things with people, and let everyone feel invited, you know, like that they have a place to come to for community, for support, for collaboration, for you know, just a cup of cacao and talk, you know, cacao and conversation, you know. So over the years, you know, I do these same things of intuitive development classes, shamanic classes, shamanic healing circle, where different practitioner healers come together and share, you know, the women's healing, the womb healing, breath work, and breath work with light language. A lot of people don't know much about light language. And that's another thing that I've pushed over the years, is getting people to speak a light language that is a heart language, that's understood to the heart, and to help with activations and downloads from not just star nations, but from the sun, from the bees, from a plant, from the rocks, from the trees, from the butterflies, or just my love inside, you know, the wind, so just simple things like that. It's echoes of the universe, I'd like to call it.
Yeah.
So it's just different. You're just throwing things out there, putting, and just whoever comes. I know quite some time before there were all these set prices. But I don't know, my mission in that is, we've changed it over the years to love donations. So it is open to love donations, and it is based on what you can donate, not the amount or the quantity. It's, you know, it would turn no one down to come to that. Cause I know for me, like spirituality costs, when I you know, start in that awakening or getting my enlightenment or wanting to know, you know, this woo woo world, mm-hmm. everything costs, books, you know, it costs. A part of me just wanted to open up and do this for the community, give people a place. Cause I know for me, I felt lost and alone for a long time. And I just wanted to build that community network to reach out to folks and say, hey, you're not the only one. Cause hey, I've been here, I'm in this boat alone, and I like it if someone else, others were with me, you know, yeah. All the family at. So yeah. Over the years, been getting to find that about, for me, it's about relationship, connection, mm-hmm. and to find me's in others.
Oh yeah.
And finding myself. And it's just that holy reunion, relationship, connection, and the love and support you get for one another, to hear people's stories. Like, I think, you know, through over the years is that's what it is connecting with people and hearing their stories and knowing that, I don't have it that bad to some other, not be so much in comparison, but oh my gosh, the love that's needed for all of us, the love that has not been there. Or it's been there to us, you know, a certain amount, but it's like, yeah, just sharing love, spreading love. I think that's the mission. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. You know, because I have a theory born out from meeting so many people that every person has a trauma. Every person has wound. It's part of the human condition. We're all wounded in some way. Some wounds are deeper. Some people have more wounds, but everyone's wound is their own pain. And we all help each other rise when we help heal each other's pain. And sometimes healing pain is just hearing it. Just think about how cool it is to sit and have a cup of cacao and a conversation. And there's healing just in that simple act of spending time to listen to someone's voice. Just there can be just love and healing right there in that moment. So it's beautiful. Let's tell people where is Divine Lotus? It's there in Oklahoma City. Tell people where they can find Divine Lotus, the Healing Hands Co-op.
Well, it's located in Capitol Hill District. So it's between 25th and 29th when you're going east and west. And then in Robinson and Walker, north and south. So it's 2817 South Harvey Avenue. And then you'll see it's a bright white brick building, and then you'll see a white sign with the Divine Lotus purple green logo in front of it. So yeah, that's where we're at, and that's where I guess we'll continue to be for now.
Yeah, until you're allowed to go elsewhere.
Anyway.
So, you know, besides all of this that's going on, you also have One Spirit Native American Church. So let's talk a little bit about that too. Let's talk about the heritage that you have as one of the member of the First Nations here in this country. You know, the spiritual connections that you have. I love that description. You're talking about even the birds and the bees and the wind and connecting, you know, with nature. You know, I think that's one of the beautiful things that we can turn to our native peoples here in Oklahoma. We're so blessed to have so many nations represented, but that's one of the things that we're reminded every time we talk with anyone who's connected to the earth, who's connected to the bees and the birds and the trees and the wind and the flower. And that's something that I appreciate so much that helps remind me and ground me. So let's talk a little bit about One Spirit Native American Church. What you do, you know, let's just do it. So tell me more.
I started my vision way before, and it's crazy because I found this piece of paper I wrote in 2012. And 2012, I was going through a really hard time trying to find myself. You know, my husband got rejected on some immigration things, and I quit my job, and I was just like it was like a whole reevaluation. I had made this list of things I want. And you know, when I started the church, I found that paper and I was like, oh my God, and it had everything written on there. Sweat loss, you know, healing, channeling, tarot cards. I mean, all these things, all these modalities that now it feels like I don't already passed up, you know, like they're still there, instilled in me, but it's like all these things that I'm doing, I want it for the church. Like it was already there. And to be honest, I was like at Metro Tech at a workforce place because I was receiving TANF, excuse me, and food stamps. So they make you go to school. And I was trying to go to school for massage therapy, and that didn't work, you know, then at the time. But I was, instead of looking for a job, I was writing a list of things I wanted to do. Wow. Things I wanted to do. I wanted to work in the CAM, you know, complementary, what is
it? Complementary and alternative medicine. Yeah.
And I remember my workforce teacher was like, yeah, you might want to pick another one because that's not a good option. You'll never make money in that.
Yeah.
And I left failing thing, and I left the program, you know, and I just, you know, got a different regular job, but I had high hopes because I had my list, like one day I'm going to do this. So I started searching for that and really getting into it, going to get these trainings. Anyways, fast forward, it's like, I believe it was when my mom passed in 2013, she just really pushed me. I was sitting up in that teepee with her all night, in her wake. It just moved me, like, oh my gosh, this is really happening. We're going to be elders soon. Like, who's going to take care of me? Who's going to take my kids? And I am Second Fox. I'm an enrolled tribal member of the Second Fox Nation. I'm a descendant of the Kickapoo, Kansas, Kickapoo, Oklahoma, the Shawnee tribe, Potawatomi, and my father's from Old Mexico. So I just have that Native American, you know, blood, and it even goes stronger than just the bloodlines that I'm connecting with now. Like, it's like all of them. Like I feel connected to all of them. Like, you know, this is the people. Mm-hmm. But I think the most powerful thing my mom gave me was to see people beyond color, mm-hmm. See people on separation. So I wasn't raised, or those things, beliefs were instilled within me because I have brothers who, or sisters, two sisters who their father is African-American. And my mom never raised us to think that, or say that you're a stepsister, that you're different, that that's your half sister. And there was never a moment that I thought and looked at my sister was like, oh, she's different than me. It never was. That was my sister, and she still is my sister, you know. So that we've just always had connection. I thank my mom for that. But anyhow, going into just contemplating what's going to happen, where we go from here. Oh my gosh, someone needs to step up. We need to step up. Where's the men? Women should be doing that, you know. And just overanalyzing a lot of things. I would love to do something, but I, as a woman, can't run peyote ceremonies in the traditional
setup. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there have been, and I've heard stories, you know, that women have been, and women are moving into that. And I just thought, well, you know, maybe I'll make my own church and make my own rules, and not that I'm trying to break rules or be disrespectful, but maybe there's something else I can do, you know? And so I just prayed about it. I just prayed about it while I was in there in my mom's wake. And I would go to peyote ceremonies before my mom passed, you know, and then just after that, it was just like, I found myself continuously going, learning the ways more, getting in there and setting and being reverent and being set and still, taking the medicine, talking and praying, creating a relationship with the grandpa fire, watching the every moves and just being reverent and all that prayer and goodness and happiness of that. All these beautiful men, the singers, the song, the drum, the motions that they make, it just moved me like that. I want to be a part of that. Like I had all these grandpas and all these grandmothers with all this knowledge, like what can I do to do my part in that or to help in some way? So it just came to me, and, you know, I went to some others to kind of help, say, hey, I have this vision, I want to do this. And then it's crazy because then in 2017, well, even before that, like people were just coming like, hey, I have this idea. I have this. What would you like to do? Hey, I have this idea too. This is what I want to do. Like, this is my dream. Like, I want to push for this. But it was scary. It felt threatening. It felt, you know, like, should I do this? Should I not? Like walking on a line wire, you know, like mm-hmm. what to do, how to do first step. Don't want to look like the rebellion hellion, you know, don't want to push for change or be disrespectful to the medicines in any way. And so in 2017, I did my first MDMA ceremony with the group. And it changed my life. Like I could not talk for 2 hours after that, but it changed my life and it pushed me. And I went to the God source within, without, where, I mean,
in and around.
Yeah. In and around. The complete absolute there. Wow. And that energy told me in such a beautiful voice, but not voice, what I was going to do. It just showed me the path and how it was going to make it available for me as a woman to push through that, not to be fearful and just push me off the line wire.
Oh, that's pretty powerful, you know, because it said, okay, woman, not woman, man, not man, spirit. Love that. And I absolutely love that energy from your mother that said, yeah, you may be defined here by color, nationality, but guess what? None of that matters. You are sisters, yes. Brothers. We are, you know, we define ourselves by, we limit ourselves and we define ourselves by skin color, eye color, nationality, birth, family unit. Mm-mm. Come on.
Yeah.
We can step out of those into, you know, this universal spirituality, this universal connection. Love it. Not woman, not man. No. We are spirit. nationality. No, we're connected.
Yeah, all.
That's powerful.
And therefore, that's why it's called one spirit. We're all one spirit coming together to create the church, to create relationship, to remember we are one spirit in all things, individual, but it's all one spirit, you know, like we might be fragmented individuals, you know, spirits
as a whole. That's powerful.
It is powerful.
Leticia, you know, I know that we could probably sit and talk for hours and hours and just continue on. Unfortunately, we can't, at least not here. You and I can, we will sit together sometime and for cacao and conversation, because that just sounds lovely. I can't wait. I want to thank you for taking time. I know you're crazy busy. Thank you for being here. We want to make sure that people understand that they can get in touch with you and find out more about the Entheogen and Spirituality Conference that's coming up in just a few short weekends at Walker Wellness in Moore, Oklahoma. We want people to make sure that they can reach out and talk to you about Divine Lotus Healing Hands Co-op. And they can also, if they feel led, reach out to you and talk to you about One Spirit Native American Church. Leticia Pisano, thank you for being here and thanks for chatting with me. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you much.
Thank you. I love you.
I'm Shauna Warner with Natural Awakenings Magazine. I want you to know that you can find all of this information in the magazine online at naoklahoma.com. You can find ways to reach out to Leticia, to contact her, speak with her, go see her at the conference, reach out. If something has sparked your imagination, I know she would love for you to reach out and come back, those fragmented bits coming back to whole. Thank you, Leticia. Thank you much. I'm Shauna Walker. Thank you for joining us for the mind-body-spirit connection. Thank you, Leticia.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. I appreciate it. Gratitude.